War, pandemic, and politics send global markets sliding. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. We'll start with a quick check of the numbers. Stock markets across London, Frankfurt, Paris, and Madrid are down in the 1.4 to 2% range at this hour. That's on the heels of a sharp sell-off across Asia today. Hong Kong's Hang Seng sank 5.7%, while the Shanghai Composite Index dropped 4.9%. Investors are concerned there about the economic impact of fresh lockdown restrictions on two major Chinese cities that went into effect yesterday as China continues its zero COVID policy. Those renewed pandemic pressures on top of war and a year-long regulatory crackdown in China have knocked investor confidence, according to David Kuo, founder of The Smart Investor in Singapore.
When we see the rest of the world opening up, we suddenly hear that large cities are being locked down, not only in Hong Kong, but also in Shenzhen. Nothing short of zero will satisfy the health authorities in China. So as we've seen in Hong Kong, it's actually dragged on for a very, very long time. So we don't really want to see the same thing happening in Shenzhen.
There's also, of course, the war in Ukraine and 7 hours of talks between U.S. and Chinese diplomats on Monday. How worried are investors about potential stronger ties between China and Russia?
I think what we've actually heard from China is that they are being quite realistic. They don't want to get involved in this war, but at the same time, they are very cautious about condemning Russia. They understand that Russia is very important to them, so they're trying to tread this very, very faint middle line. And it is very difficult for them to do so, to try and please everybody. But China has that ability to be able to speak out of both sides of its mouth at the same time. For now, I would probably sort of say that they are sticking to their game plan. They're saying they're not going to get involved, and they possibly will not get involved, either in terms of militarily or providing aid to Russia.
But investors, though, may not quite believe that yet, given the declines that we've seen, at least in the last 2 days in the stock market. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's a different matter altogether. I think the decline in the stock market is primarily due to people taking fright from the possibility that some Chinese companies in America may be forced to delist. What the U.S. regulators are saying is that if you want to list in the U.S., we must be able to access your audited accounts. And China is saying that nobody is allowed to sort of look at the audited accounts of Chinese companies. And so we have this difference of opinion. And I think what will probably happen is that many of these companies that are listed in the U.S. may be forced to go somewhere else, presumably either China or Hong Kong. And that is really the big cause of the problem. Then we have this latest story that says that Tencent has been fined an unprecedented amount of money. We don't really know how much the fines are going to be for money laundering. And people don't fully understand what exactly that means, simply because the regulators are quite opaque as to what they are fining Tencent for. Then we've also heard that Jack Ma has been forced to sell some of his media assets. And so whilst many of us had thought that the crackdown on the tech companies was behind us, it doesn't look as though it's anywhere near behind us, and that there may be more crackdowns on tech companies operating in Hong Kong and China. So we have this perfect storm that's going on in China at the moment. We've got the possibility of higher interest rates in the US, which is really not good for tech companies. We've got tech companies that are being targeted by regulators in China. And then we've also got this other problem of COVID. So it could not possibly be any worse. And investors have just taken fright, Victoria.
David Kuo, founder of The Smart Investor, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Peace talks are continuing between Ukraine and Russia today as war enters day 20. But the European Union and the UK have set out a new round of sanctions just this hour on Moscow for its invasion. The EU said the sanctions will help to cripple the ability of the Kremlin to finance the war. From Brussels, the BBC's Jessica Parker has more.
More oligarchs and people who spread so-called disinformation will be added to the list of individuals subject to EU asset freezes. Sources have told the BBC that list will include Chelsea Football Club owner Roman Abramovich, who's already been sanctioned by the UK. There'll also be a ban on exporting luxury goods, such as expensive cars and jewellery, to Russia. Also, restrictions on the import of Russian steel products and on new investments in the Russian energy sector. While the EU has gone further and faster on sanctions, sanctions than many expected, diplomats have told the BBC of an increasingly evident rift between Poland and Baltic states who want ever stronger measures versus a more cautious approach favoured by countries such as Germany and Italy.
That's the BBC's Jessica Parker reporting from Brussels there. Nearly 2 million refugees have fled Ukraine to neighboring Poland. Many are traveling to big cities to stay with family and friends there or in other European countries. But small border towns are often the first ports of entry, and they are struggling with the numbers. The BBC's Mark Lowen has been to one of those towns to look at the situation, starting in a karate class for young people who have recently arrived.
Some here have fathers fighting for real back home, like cousins Dadi and Sasha. The emotions make it hard to feel settled.
In Poland, it's very cold here, but we want back home because home is home.
When we in these activities like a karate class or something else, we forget about war on the moment, but when it ends, we remember again and we understand we must do all what we can do to help our people in Ukraine.
The class takes place in the eastern Polish town of Zamość. Its beautiful World Heritage Centre is a far cry from the horror unfolding across the border. But it also knows the cost of oppression. Almost half its pre-war population were Jews. Most of them were killed. And while the mayor, Andrzej Wnuk, says the echoes of history have made locals welcoming to these refugees, it has its limits.
Polish people seem infinitely ready to give, but it will end one day. We thought we would get support from the government and the EU, but we were left alone. We need financial help.
Well, the kitchen of the Renaissance Hotel in Zamość is full of incredible smells. Soup bubbling away. They've stopped cooking for the hotel here and they're just delivering the food to the new arrivals. The owner here is Damian Poterucha.
It's nice to see this.
How long could you continue doing this for, do you think?
I think from this day it will be maximum 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, I will think about it.
He delivers the food to the reception centre, where up to 5,000 people are arriving each day. They're registered and given a bed in the sports hall if they need, but they're also encouraged to move on elsewhere in Poland. In the space of a fortnight, small towns across Poland have been transformed into refugee hubs. And as the fighting in Ukraine escalates and moves further west, Zamość is wondering how much longer it can cope.
That's the BBC's Mark Lowen reporting from the Polish side of the border with Ukraine there and here in London. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.